Thanks for joining us for the Tuesday night edition of our Wrestling Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. Tonight, you'll hear from the wrestling coaches of Beloit, Smith Center, and Osborne. Remember to listen for the latest wrestling results with our three daily sportscasts on KD Country 94. Let's begin with the Beloit Trojans and head coach Andy Nemchek. The Beloit Trojan Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Tuesday at this time by Nutrien Ag Solutions in Beloit.
Welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats. Welcome to our Tuesday Wrestling Locker Room Chats on KDCountry94.com as we're joined by Andy Nemchek, coach of the Beloit Trojan Wrestling Team, to start out the show. Coach, you unfortunately didn't get the varsity out this weekend to Marysville as the Jayhusker invite was canceled due to the pending weather forecast and then some teams dropping out with some of the sickness that's been going around as well. So your only event was the junior varsity tournament at Hayes over the weekend. So just overall, I'm sure it was disappointing to not have the varsity out there, but how do you feel about the way the kids wrestled JV this weekend?
Well, yeah, first of all, very unfortunate. And we fought sickness all week on our team, and we basically most of the week we had a half squad there with sickness and quarantines going on, and it was just a tough week for all of us, including myself, and I was out sick. So just really unfortunate that we were only going to bring six or seven kids to Marysville, and it gets canceled because of a couple of things. It got canceled because over half the teams dropped out because of COVID situations, and they also had some slippery bad weather Saturday morning in Marysville, and they saw that coming or whatever, and Friday afternoon decided to cancel. So very unfortunate, a lost opportunity for our kids, and that's just the way it goes. We did take some JV kids. We took four JV kids out to Hayes, and they did very well, and that's a really big JV tournament out at Hayes, and we had three kids medal. Wes Adolph at 220 pounds ended up placing first at the tournament. At 145, junior Raiden Gilley placed third. And at 195-pound freshman for us, Brody Boudreau placed third. So those three kids got a great opportunity to wrestle and did well and brought home some medals. So I'm very pleased that we salvaged that out of the weekend.
We're talking with Andy Nemchek, coach of the Beloit Trojan Wrestling Team. Let's take a timeout. We'll come back. We'll preview the big Beloit Invitational coming up this weekend here on our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94.
For bigger yields this year, start small by putting fertilizer biocatalyst Titan XC on every little granule. New Titan XC helps you get more out of your crops by getting more out of your dry fertilizer. Titan XC promotes release of nutrients in your fertilizer and those bound in the soil. Release more nutrition, expect more results. With Titan XC from Nutrien Ag Solutions in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center. Always read and follow label directions.
And back in the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94, we're still with Andy Nemchek, coach of the Beloit Trojan Wrestling Team. Coach, getting set now for the Beloit Invite coming up this weekend, and always a big tournament, and obviously one that you always look forward to since you get to host it. As far as the 2022 Beloit Invite looks, what are some of the things you expect to see competition-wise and from your kids this weekend?
Well, we're going to see great competition, as always. Last year, because of COVID, we were not allowed to have the full slate of teams here at one time. So we ended up having two tournaments last year. One tournament with eight or nine teams came on Friday, and they competed. And then a whole other slate of teams came on Saturday, and they competed. So that was certainly the first time that the Beloit Invite had ever been done that way, and we had to do it because of COVID protocol. But this year we're back to 21 teams participating in the tournament, a two-day tournament. The teams participating are Abilene, Beloit, Blue Valley Southwest, Chanute, Clay Center, Colby, Concordia, Hill City, Holcomb, Hoxie, Marysville, Minneapolis, Oberlin, Plainville, Republic County, Riley County, Salina South, Silver Lake, Smith Center, Stockton, and Topeka West. So 21 teams, and just a great array of teams there from all over the state of Kansas, and some of those teams are at the top of their classification. We have some 5A teams, some 4A teams, and the majority are 3-2-1A teams. But it just makes for a great tournament, and each weight class, in my opinion, is going to be really loaded with good quality kids.
I know the kids look forward to this every year as well, just to be able to stay in their own beds on a two-day tournament and have this kind of competition coming into town. I think most coaches will tell me if you can place here at this tournament, you can do pretty good at the state level as well.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. You know, a lot of kids use this, and a lot of coaches use this as a measuring stick for if their kid can make it through the region and into the state tournament. Some of these weight classes, I believe, at this tournament could be tougher than their state weight class when they get to the state tournament. So it should be a great tournament. Action starts at 2 o'clock on Friday, and we will wrestle three rounds of competition and then come back Saturday and finish the tournament out starting Saturday morning at 10:30, and usually a championship matches are around 4 o'clock.
Andy Nemchek, coach of the Bullitt Trojan wrestling team here in our locker room chats. Coach, we thank you for the time and best luck at the home invite this weekend.
Thank you, Dusty.
Our Beloit wrestling locker room chats are brought to you by Nutrient Ag Solutions in Beloit.
Say, do you want to unlock the secret to higher yields? If you're applying dry fertilizer, the key to better yield potential is Titan XC. New Titan XC is a unique biocatalyst that unlocks and releases the bound-up nutrients in granule fertilizer, which promotes better root uptake and plant growth. Release more nutrition, expect more results with Titan XC. Ask your Nutrient Ag Solutions dealer in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center about new Titan XC today. Always read and follow label directions.
Our Tuesday Wrestling Locker Room Chats continue with Osborne Bulldog head coach Jason Knoll. Remember, for the latest high school sports news, visit ncksports.com. The Osborne Bulldog Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you each and every Tuesday by Midway Co-op.
And welcome back here in the Locker Room Chats on Kitty Country 94. Jason Knoll with us now, the coach of the Osborne Bulldog Wrestling Team. Coach, just the one event since we talked last. Went down to Oberlin, or over to Oberlin, I should say, there on Saturday at the Buzz Mattson Invitational, and Chris Ice for you, your lone wrestler there, finished in third place at 170 pounds. First of all, how do you feel about the way Chris wrestled there at the tournament and the development that he showed this weekend?
Well, he didn't wrestle great his first two matches. He had two really tough kids, the first from McCook and Ray, Colorado. But that last match, he wrestled really good. He finally made some progress, but it is a tough tournament. It's short. I'm surprised we got out of there around 1:30 or 2 o'clock. So it was kind of a quick day, which was nice. And got to spend some time with family Saturday and yesterday. So overall, we did all right. We're looking forward to Friday.
You talked about the guys from McCook and Ray, Colorado, and things like that. How much does it help you to see and help your guys to see different competition like that instead of going up against the same kind of guys every weekend?
Oh, it's nice. I get some unfamiliar faces, you know, instead of wrestling the same people every weekend. It's nice to see some different people, and that's kind of what we're going to do these next couple weeks with our schedule. And so it's going to be nice to see some different people and see how we fare out the rest of the season.
We're talking with Jason Knoll, the head coach of the Osborne Bulldog Wrestling Team. We'll go over a little bit what to expect from Thayer Central Nebraska Tournament coming up on our next segment here on Katy Country 94.
At Midway Co-op, we're proud to be North Central Kansas' exclusive Kugler fertilizer dealer. It's unique. It's specialty fertilizer that's low in salt that can be applied directly to the seed. It offers unparalleled results at harvest, often imitated but never duplicated. Count on the premium Kugler fertilizer. It's the right stuff for your field. And we're glad to custom apply it if needed. Midway Co-op and Kugler fertilizer, the right choice for your field. It's ordering time. Let's talk. We're Midway Co-op. Come see us.
And back in the locker room chats on Kitty Country 94, as we're still with Jason Knoll, the coach of the Osborne wrestling team. Coach, you go to Thayer Central Nebraska coming up here on Friday. This is another tournament, like you said, there at the end of the last segment, where you'll see some different kids. I know you've been up there as an assistant coach before and maybe seen what they do there. What are some of the things that stand out about the Thayer Central tournament, maybe from that might be different from some of the other things you see throughout the year?
Oh, it's a really good tournament. They got some tough kids up there, but it's one of our easier tournaments, you know, and it's good that, and they run around Robin usually is what they usually do, so you're getting 4 and 5 matches, you know, and it's nice for him to see some other people. And other than that, it's a nice Friday tournament, so he gets a weekend back, and so it'll be fun to see what he does this weekend.
You're talking about in that first segment where, you know, the first couple matches, it might have been a little bit of a slow start for him. So what do you work on throughout this week to maybe get Chris in the right mindset or the right frame of mind as he gets ready for this tournament Friday?
Well, I don't know what we're going to have to do with him, you know. We left at 5:15 Saturday, and I think he's still trying to wake up. And, you know, them early mornings are really tough on these kids. But I don't know what we're going to have to do with them. But we'll keep working on stuff we need to. We'll watch some film, you know, Tuesday and see what we can fix and go from there.
Jason Old, coach of the Osborne wrestling team here in the locker room chats. We thank you for the time again, coach, and best of luck to Chris and you guys up there at Thayer Central on Friday.
Thank you, Dusty.
Our Osborne wrestling locker room chats are brought to you by Midway Co-op.
At Midway Co-op, we're a lot more than service to farmers and stockmen. We're also customer care and convenience for town customers. We're jobs and income for smaller communities. We greatly contribute to the tax base of all our co-op towns. We're 24/7 with self-service gas. We're hot food and convenience when you're hungry. We're still the one that delivers fuel and propane to the outlying areas. The fact is, Midway Co-op is farmer-owned, member-friendly, the one that does it all. Midway Co-op, come see us.
The best way's Midway Co-op.
We continue our wrestling locker room chats with the Smith Center Redmen and their head coach, Landon Kieswetter. The Smith Center Redmen wrestling locker room chats are brought to you by Landmark Implement in Smith Center and by Nutrien Ag Solutions of Smith Center.
And welcome back here in the locker room chats. Landon Kieswetter joining us now, the head coach of the Smith Center wrestling team. Coach, you had actually two events since we talked last. On Friday, you went to Superior, Nebraska. Saturday at the Buzz Matson Invitational in Oberlin. Let's go back to Superior first on Friday. You finished second place as a team and had a few first place finishers in Bentley Montgomery at 138 and Jake Kirchhoff at 182, Luke Franklin at 195. Overall, how do you feel about the way the kids wrestled there and those individuals that had high placings at Superior on Friday?
I think it went pretty good. We had we got some of those guys really need some of those wins, I think, you know, and overall I think it was pretty good. We had a kid get hurt, but other than that it was pretty much fine. It was pretty good. Tournament went good and overall it was pretty impressive.
Saturday, then you again went to Oberlin, and Jake and Luke finished first again for you at 182 and 195, and then Bentley was second at 138. I think competition was probably a little bit tougher there at Oberlin on Saturday, but what stood out the most there?
Yeah, it was a little stiffer competition, I guess, and it's good for like Jake Kirchhoff. He's finally back on the mat. He's getting quite a few matches now, so that's good for that, but it was good seeing some teams. There's some Colorado teams there that had some really good wrestlers, so it was good seeing some teams we haven't faced yet. So it wasn't too bad.
You talked about Jake there and then Luke Franklin as well. As I mentioned, they both took gold medals at both of the events this weekend. What are you seeing from those kids right now that have made them kind of stand out and have success right at this point of the season?
Oh, yeah, Jake, you know, he's only wrestled 8 matches, so it's any mat time for him is really good, but he's finally getting the hang of, you know, get back in the flow of things. Luke's starting to figure out some stuff on his feet and just, you know, becoming a pretty good wrestler. So.
And we're talking with Landon Kieswetter, the head coach of the Smith Center Redmen here in the locker room chats. Take a time out. We'll come back. We'll go over what's coming up this week for Smith Center Wrestling here in the locker room chats on Katy Country 94.
Landmark Implement, your local John Deere dealership, is hosting their annual planter clinic at the Adams County Fairgrounds in Hastings, Nebraska, February 23rd and 24th. Landmark's Planter Clinic offers expansive equipment training and important information on new and updated technology for this planting season. Learn more about AMS documentation and guidance, row unit and meter settings, and soil moisture monitoring options. Join us February 23rd and 24th in Hastings. RSVP by calling your local Landmark.
For bigger yields this year, start small by putting fertilizer BioCatalyst Titan XC on every little granule.
New Titan XC helps you get more out of your crops by getting more out of your dry fertilizer. Titan XC promotes release of nutrients in your fertilizer and those bound in the soil. Release more nutrition, expect more results. With Titan XC from Nutrien Ag Solutions in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center. Always read and follow label directions.
Welcome back here in the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 as we're still with Landon Keyes-Wetter, the head coach of the Smith Center Redmond Wrestling Team. Coach, you move on with the Beloit Invitational coming up on Friday and Saturday, the two-day format, and looking at this tournament, when you see your kids and how they might stack up with what you're expecting competition-wise, what do you want to see and what do you expect to see coming up Friday and Saturday?
Yeah, this year Beloit's going to be really, really tough, but, you know, I expect our kids to go out and compete, and, you know, it, to me, it don't really matter about winning and losing, you know, just when you get those, all those ranked guys at a tournament, you just want them to go out and just wrestle as hard as they can, and, you know, sometimes a loss is a good loss, so as long as they compete the whole time, just, you know, 110% every match, and that's all we can ask for.
I know this is your first time as a head coach at the Beloit Invitational, but you've been there as an assistant and kind of understand how good the teams are and how many, the volume of teams that are there and getting into these brackets. I know that Coach Hutch used to say, and every coach that I've talked to had said, if you can medal at Beloit, you can probably make it to state for sure and maybe even medal at state. Do you have that same kind of attitude going into this kind of tournament?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. This, you know, it's – I'd say, you know, this would be – top to bottom, it'd be, you know, about like a state tournament pretty much, but just the strength of the teams there, it's top to bottom, it's pretty tough. But yeah, if you can place at this tournament, there's a good chance you're going to probably place at state.
When you,
those teams are top ranked teams in the state, so.
And then how big is it to have that two-day format like this kind of in the middle of the season to maybe prepare your kids for that kind of atmosphere?
Yeah, it gives those, you know, the younger kids the I mean, not necessarily making weight because we just did it last weekend, but just that two-day tournament aspect of, you know, the same venue both days, making weight both days, just that kind of the toughness of that tournament. So it kind of prepares us for, you know, regionals and the state competitions.
Smith Center Wrestling Coach Landon Keyes-Wetter here in our Locker Room Chats. Coach, we thank you for the time. The best luck at Beloit coming up this weekend.
All right, thank you.
Our Smith Center Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Landmark Implement and Nutrient Ag Solutions in Smith Center.
Say, do you want to unlock the secret to higher yields? If you're applying dry fertilizer, the key to better yield potential is Titan XC. New Titan XC is a unique biocatalyst that unlocks and releases the bound-up nutrients in granule fertilizer, which promotes better root uptake and plant growth. Release more nutrition, expect more results with Titan XC. Ask your Nutrient Ag Solutions dealer in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center about new Titan XC today. Always read and follow label directions.
Landmark Implement, your local John Deere dealership, is hosting their annual sprayer clinic at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds in Kearney, Nebraska, February 2nd and 3rd. Landmark Sprayer Clinic offers expansive equipment and technology training on different models of John Deere and Hagee sprayers. Learn about the newest technology, machine maintenance, spray tip selection, and more. We'll be offering free Dicamba certification. Join us February 2nd and 3rd in Kearney. RSVP by calling your local Landmark location or at landmarkimp.com/events. Thanks for tuning in to the Tuesday Wrestling Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Tune in again next Tuesday evening at 5:10 to hear more from the wrestling coaches at Beloit, Smith Center, and Osborne.